Sergeant, this president.
Hello? Bill, how are you? Steve gave me a rundown, and let me say that with regard to the thing, if provided the TV fellows are looking over, if that's if that's what you prefer, you think's the best thing, that's what we'll do, the plaque. You think the plaque's better than addressing the group. Of course, if you do the plaque, you can still have a lot of people around.
Oh, yes. What we would do is we have that whole area filled, so we try to have maybe 1,000 people.
Well, I would... Oh, good. What I... And then your point is to unveil the plaque, and then to make remarks there. That really symbolizes it better than my just standing up there talking to people in an auditorium.
That's right. Now, what I had in mind, it turned out that we've been trying to think of an occasion for this unveiling the plaque. What it is, on the other side, if you remember the C Street entrance, it's not the one where you come in normally,
right,
but the other one,
right,
the main entrance. There's a big room, a nice room,
yeah,
with all those flags.
Oh, yeah. I've been in there. I know.
And on the other side of that lobby, there is a plaque which shows has the names of the men who were killed in action up to 1966.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen now is this plaque has the names of about 20 men, most of whom were killed in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It has the one that was killed, Mitrione, in Peru, and a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
And the names of these two men that are coming back this afternoon will be added to the plaque. So it fits in exactly with your thought about the combination of men, military men and civilians.
Good. And have your research guy send over to our people right away. Then the people, you know, what the other plaque is.
I will.
So I can get that.
I will.
And the nature and suggested remarks. We'll work on the remarks. Now the other point is that on the luncheon, whoever you want, that's fine. That's about what I did at defense. I had about 20 people.
That's right.
And we just sat around and talked about things.
That's right.
And so they get the feel of everything. And
I thought there we could have some still pictures if you. Well, we can have the
camera. By all means. No, I'd have a camera.
Okay.
We let them in for defense.
Okay.
I think we should do exactly the same.
Fine.
And we could be sitting having a little talk and so forth.
We won't have anything planned. We'll just let the conversation take its course, and you can do the talking.
Let it be very. Well, actually, we could sort of let things develop,
right,
as they go, so
right,
they get a participation and so forth. And
right.
So now, the only person that I would bring from here would be Henry. I think I should bring him, but I should not bring anybody else.
I think that's good.
And then then I will not have any aid or anything like that with me. I mean, nobody that has to sit.
Fine.
So we'll go down and do the plaque thing. Also, let the people. One thing that I was when I was over at defense, Elliot, who of course was new there, when I went in, I saw the halls were bare, and he says we people out, but we thought that security thing it should be bare. I said, oh no. So when I left, I said, get let the people out.
Sure.
So as you've always done,
right,
let the people be out, because I think one thing about this sort of visit is to show that the State Department people are not sitting here in antagonism to the president and all that crap. You know,
right,
these people will be just like the people at defense.
Right. Well, that's fine, Mr. President.
Whatever you'd like.
You won't have to stay too long. We'll try to make it move fairly quickly.
No. I'll be there at 1, and
right,
I can stay till 2:30.
That'd be fine.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. President.